And welcome back, George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Ben, we've got an email in from Joyce, who wants to know if niacin has to have a flush to be effective.
No. Well, it has to have a flush if you want it to work on your cardiovascular health. The flush is a sign of vasodilation, that is blood vessels opening up.
And what causes the flush with the niacin?
The flush is a result of blood vessels opening up and blood being released. The blood causes heat and causes redness, and that's what people call the flush. And the flush type of niacin is really the niacin that's associated with cardiovascular or heart health benefits. There is no flush niacin. You won't get the same kind of cardiovascular health benefits, but you will get benefits for skin. You'll get benefits for brain health, especially if you're dealing with dementia, and you'll also get digestive health benefits. It's one of niacin's most important roles is for the digestive system. You'll also get some blood sugar support, but you won't get the same cardiovascular health benefits that you get with the flush type of niacin. So it kind of depends on what you're taking the niacin for. But vitamin B3, niacin, is so darn important. In fact, it's the one vitamin that the body will actually make under deficiency conditions. You know, vitamins are by definition substances that have to come in through the diet, but niacin is the one vitamin that the body will make under deficiency conditions. Interestingly, niacin has a very nice calming effect for folks who are dealing with anxiety or social anxiety disorder, Asperger's syndrome. And in fact, it's thought that nicotine, which is similar to niacin, has a similar chemical structure, is a way that people self-medicate when they're dealing with niacin deficiency. And for folks who are trying to quit smoking, one of the ways that you can improve or help the body or support the body as it's going through nicotine withdrawal is by using your ultimate niacin from Youngevity. So folks out there who want to quit smoking, I know, you know, less and less people are smoking, a lot of people want to quit, get yourself on the ultimate niacin, and it'll make quitting that much easier.
Okay, back to the phones. Let's go to Sly, east of the Rockies in Detroit. Hey, Sly, welcome to the program.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Good, hey, Sly. Thank you.
Good. If you can help me, tomorrow will be my birthday. It'll be the ultimate birthday gift.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Do you have anything or any suggestions on what can reverse retina atrophy?
Retinal atrophy is a degenerative condition of the connective tissue, actually, the connective tissue in the eye. So I would be getting on the healthy bone and joint pack, building that connective tissue, all the things we talked about earlier with the hyperkyphosis and the gentleman who was dealing with the joint problem.
Can this cause blindness, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely it can. And so you definitely want to work on building the connective tissue. Also, one of the major causes of retinal and eye issues is messed up blood sugar. Dysglycemia. So you may want to consider getting yourself on the healthy blood sugar pack using the Sweeties. By the way, the Sweeties is absolutely amazing for helping folks lower blood sugar. It's part of the healthy blood sugar pack. You need the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate EFAs to get the Mighty 90, but the Sweeties is wonderful for all folks dealing with dysglycemia. I'm sure, Sly, you probably know that you have some blood sugar issues. Blood sugar issues and retinal issues go hand in hand, and eye issues in general go hand in hand. So treating yourself like a diabetic, even if you have not been diagnosed as such, getting on the healthy blood sugar pack as well as the healthy bone and joint pack can help. And then if you leave Tommy your mailing address, Tommy, if you can get his mailing address, I'm going to send you out a birthday present from me to you, some Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Happy birthday, Sly.
Okay, get Sly's birth address, Tommy, for Ben, and we'll get something out to him. It's very nice of you, Ben. John in Illinois, take it away. Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Real quick, had two mild cases of COVID about 2.5 years ago. Was perfectly healthy before then. Ever since then, every day, 24/7, 365, both legs tingle, hips to toes.
Oh,
and I've got a pulsing in my GI stomach area below the left rib cage. And been to multiple doctors. Nobody can figure this out. If you guys can help me, it would be a miracle.
I will give you my 2 cents on that. Long COVID, and that's what it sounds like. So did you get injected? Did you get the injection?
No, I did not take the vaccine.
Okay, good for you. The long COVID, as well as chronic Lyme, as well as chronic Lyme disease, that is, as well as any health challenges that are chronic and long-term that should resolve, like Lyme disease or like COVID, but don't, always want you want to focus on intestinal health, specifically histamine. Histamine is associated with all long-term chronic issues that do not resolve when, even though they're supposed to, like COVID and like Lyme disease. So I'd be getting on the I-26. I would be using digestive support. Look for problem foods, particularly gluten and lectins and processed foods, and for that matter, sugars, and try to go zero tolerance if you can, but at least reduce them and start to patch up that leaky gut with your ultimate nightly essence. You might want to try Dr. Arias's liver cleanse, the ultimate enzymes, and I probably would get on the I-26 as well. Focus on intestinal health. It's for anybody out there who's dealing with long COVID or chronic Lyme disease or any health challenge that you think should resolve and ordinarily would resolve but aren't, focus on the intestine, focus on leaky gut and SIBO, as well as killing those bacteria in the gut and food elimination. So get on all the digestive support that we talked about, the nightly essence and the ultimate enzymes, and the I-26.
With pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, we've got Roberta in Tucson, Arizona. Hello, Roberta.
Hi.
Hi, Roberta.
Hi, Bill. How does carbon affect food or nutrients, and what food or nutrients are high in carbon?
In carbon?
Yes.
Everything's high in carbon. Everything. You've heard the term carbohydrates? That's carbon. Anytime, everything has carbon in it. Everything on the planet has carbon in it. Life is carbon. The term organic, in terms of organic chemistry, or organic beings refer to carbon. So carbon's everywhere. You don't have to worry about carbon. Carbon is life.
You get it when you eat an apple.
You get it when you eat anything. Carbon's everywhere. We are carbon-based beings. We eat carbon-based foods. Carbon is in protein. It's in carbohydrates, the name carbohydrates. It's everywhere. It's essential fats. It's in fats. It's everywhere. There's no shortages in carbon.
Next up, Cornelius is with us. And a quick story, Ben. About over a year ago, he called us and had a blood glucose level like at 1,000. He was like half dead.
Are you serious?
We got him to the hospital. Hey, Corny, go ahead.
You saved his life.
George and Ben. I got to tell Tommy, I got to get a picture of Freddie. I want to see what Freddie looks like. But anyway, Ben, I'm glad you mentioned God and prayer and stuff like that. They call me the God, Guns, and Gold Man, the Bible, Bullets, and Beans Man. Hope everybody had a happy Father's Day Sunday. And today, George, is Juneteenth, so I hope everybody has a happy and blessed Juneteenth. I hope you'll play Lift Every Voice. That is a lovely song, so I hope you can play that tomorrow for Juneteenth. But anyway, Pharmacist Fuchs, I told Tommy, I've got a friend of mine that has that long COVID and has a COVID cough. And with me, like Celine Dion now, Doc Wallach didn't know who Celine Dion was, but I have this stiffness.
Oh, you got the stiffening disease.
Yes. See, you know what it is. But,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doc Wallach didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know, do y'all have anything for
absolutely
COVID cough or the stiffness? God bless you, George and Tommy.
Can you stay on the line? Do you mind staying on the line? I want to ask you something here. Did you say Cornelius? I'm sorry. What was your name, sir?
Cornelius.
Cornelius. Love it. Love it. Cornelius. They call you Corny? What do they call you? Cornelius?
I call him Corny.
Okay, Corny. Cornelius. Yeah, that's a stiff person syndrome. That's fibrosis. Celine Dion, I don't know if you've seen Celine Dion lately. It's tragic, and she can be helped. Fibrosis is a sign that the body is in chronic defense mode. Fibrosis is a way that the body responds to deterioration of tissue. So there's something that's getting into the bloodstream that's resulting in this fibrosis, and the only way things get into the bloodstream, unless you're injecting them through your skin, which I assume you're not, is through the intestine. So Cornelius, you got to know that you got some digestive health issues. And the fact that you had that blood sugar problem, that really implicates some digestive health issues as well. Do you have your gallbladder, by the way? Do you have all your organs?
Oh, yes, sir. I still have everything.
Do you have a history of digestive issues, bloating, gas, constipation, heartburn, nausea, discomfort of any kind?
No. Matter of fact, I get Meals on Wheels now, and so I get healthy meals. They wanted to put me on insulin, but thank the Lord, like I said, I'm able to be without insulin because of Meals on Wheels, because they feed a lot of vegetables.
I'll tell you, chronic fibrosis always involves the body protecting itself from something. And like I say, the only way things get into the body that require protection is through the digestive system, unless you're injecting, and you're not doing that. So look for foods, work on intestinal health, work on the leaky gut as we talked about, I-26, ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. Make sure that you're using some kind of apple cider vinegar with your meals, by the way. I forgot to mention that. For anybody who's got digestive health issues, apple cider vinegar can be miraculous for helping acidify the contents of food, as well as for helping kill bacteria in the intestine. And then there's a wonderful product that Youngevity has called the Ultimate Microbiome, which can also support intestinal health. And then it wouldn't hurt you to throw in Dr. Arias's liver cleanse. So work on intestinal health anytime you have fibrosis, and not just for stiff person syndrome, but for people who have, for women who have uterine fibrosis or cervical fibrosis or any kind of fibrosis. Fibrosis should always be regarded as a way that the body is protecting itself from something that's getting into the blood.
A text and tweet, Tom. What do you have for Ben?
Ben in from Ronnie in South Dakota. Please have the pharmacist talk about the number one thing to do about painful neuropathy.
Oh, painful neuropathy. You want to, you know,
and explain what that is.
Yeah. Neuro means nerves. Pathy means disturbed or broken or pathological. So neuropathy is inflamed nerves. The number one cause of inflamed nerves involves blood sugar. In fact, there is a condition which, you know, you talked about called peripheral neuropathy, which affects diabetics as well as older folks who are dealing with messed up blood sugar, even if they haven't been diagnosed as a diabetic. In fact, the very first vitamin that was discovered back in the late 1800s was vitamin B1, thiamine. And thiamine was discovered when it was noticed that people who ate polished rice suffered from peripheral neuropathy. And they realized that there was something in the rice polishings that were being removed from the rice in order to make the rice white. Back in those days, they thought white rice was better for you, and only rich people, poor people ate brown rice, and only rich people, you're wealthy if you ate your rice white. So they would polish the rice, and the natives who were eating who were converted to eating white rice, all of a sudden they started to get peripheral neuropathies. So they figured, oh my gosh, there's something in the rice polishings that can cure peripheral neuropathy. And they looked in the rice polishings, and that's when they found the very first vitamin to be discovered, which is vitamin B1, thiamine. And this stuff is a miracle for all neural problems, for movement disorders, for chronic constipation, for cardiovascular health issues, and for peripheral neuropathies. And no coincidence, vitamin B1, thiamine, is one of the most important blood sugar stabilizing vitamins you can take. In fact, if you are drinking a lot of alcohol, which disturbs the blood sugar system, and you're drinking a lot of alcohol, you may get delusions or hallucinations. They call that Werner-Korsakoff's syndrome. And if they spot you with Werner-Korsakoff's syndrome on the street, talking to yourself, or pink elephants or leprechauns, they'll put vitamin B1 right in your bloodstream, and it immediately cures Werner-Korsakoff syndrome and really all emotional issues, including ADD in children and focusing problems. Of course, you'll get wonderful vitamin B1 concentration in Beyond Tangy Tangerine, as well as in Synaptive. We don't talk about Synaptive anywhere near enough. Synaptive is Dr. Wallach's formulation that's important for nerve health and for brain health. It's loaded with vitamin B1 as well as the B vitamins in general and electrolytes, and great for all neural issues, including peripheral neuropathy.
Ben, here in L.A., you walk down the streets and you see a lot of people talking to themselves.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
But you get real close, you find out there's a little cell phone in their pocket with a little plug-in.
Yeah, but there are people talking to themselves without a cell phone. There's a cell phone in their imagination.
West of the Rockies, Maria in Burbank, California.
Hey, Maria.
Hello there. And, George, happy belated birthday.
Thank you, Maria.
Okay. So I'm absolutely miserable, and I feel like I'm at the end of my rope. I've been dealing with some weird stuff with my gut, like major, like diarrhea.
Mm.
My abdomen is incredibly distended. I was at the emergency room this past Saturday, and the diagnosis was diarrhea, unspecified, and abdominal distension.
Well,
I temper that, Ben, but see what you can do.
I didn't hear the second thing. I heard diarrhea and abdominal distension. I didn't hear the thing she said, the second thing, Maria. I didn't hear the second thing you said there. But in any case, you don't need a diagnose. You don't need a doctor to tell you have diarrhea and abdominal distension. That doesn't help you. You got to figure out why. So the body, when you have diarrhea, that's an irritation of the intestine, or the body's trying to get rid of something. So if you're eating the wrong foods, you can have diarrhea. The body's trying to eliminate those foods, or if there's some kind of irritant in the intestine. Do you have your gallbladder, by the way? Do you have all your organs, Maria?
Everything is fine.
Okay, so look for problem foods. That's the first thing. And then make sure that you're using Nightly Essence probiotics, one of the best probiotic supplements you'll ever find. The Nightly Essence. Nightly Essence also has some enzymes in there as well.
It's good bacteria, Ben.
It's good bacteria. You better believe it. Those good bacteria make proteins for us. They make genes for us. They make vitamins for us. They detoxify. Don't make genes, but they provide genetic material, and they detoxify the body. So get on that Nightly Essence. I would be using apple cider vinegar with your meals. Apple cider vinegar is amazing stuff. I know I said that before. It's just absolutely amazing.
Did you know the late Patricia Bragg?
I didn't know her, but I've read many of her books.
I knew her.
Did you know her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. She was amazing.
She loved apple cider.
She's amazing.
The Bragg family lived on it.
Yeah, I understand. You know, apple cider vinegar is... It's talk about the simple things, George, the little things that we could do. Apple cider vinegar is antibacterial. It provides electrolytes and vitamins, and it's wonderful for acidifying the contents of the stomach. You know, if you don't acidify the food in the stomach, that throws everything off downstream in the intestine, and it will prevent bile from being secreted appropriately, pancreatic juices from being secreted appropriately. It will cause nutritional deficiencies and bacterial proliferation. It's a big mess, and something as simple as apple cider vinegar can go a long way towards preventing that. So I'd be getting on the apple cider vinegar. You might want to look for problem foods. I always encourage folks who are having digestive issues to look for problem foods by doing a food diary. And that's where you write down everything you eat and then associate the specific foods that you're eating with either digestive health issues or skin health issues or brain fog issues. And when you notice foods that cause any of those problems, that means that's a signal to eliminate those foods. And, of course, processed foods and white bread and processed grains and even vegetables can be a problem. You know, avocados can be a problem for some folks. Eggplant can be a problem for some folks. Tomatoes can be a problem for some folks. So just because you're eating organic or you're eating just vegetables doesn't mean you're out of the woods. Do a food diary and look for problem food.
All right, we're going to come back with final calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back. Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. We're going to take final calls. Ben, before we go, another email. This one, I debated whether to tell you about it, but I'm going to.
Okay.
How do you get rid of toe fungus?
Toe fungus is a sign of a fungal infection that the body's trying to eliminate. It's very common, and that's because systemic fungal infections are very common, and they're really hard to treat.
Is it painful?
No, it's not painful. It's just unattractive. It doesn't really cause any problems, but it's a sign that there's an imbalance in what's called the mycobiome, not the microbiome, but the mycobiome and the microbiome. The bacteria and the fungus ordinarily live in a cooperative arrangement, and the bacteria control the growth of the fungus, and the fungus control the growth of the bacteria, sort of balance each other out. However, when we drink chlorinated water, or we take antibiotics, or we eat antibiotics in our food, or drink it in our milk, or we ingest the wrong foods in general, over time, the bacteria that are supposed to kill the fungus aren't there, and the fungus overgrow. And this is toe fungus is the body trying to eliminate that fungus. So you're not going to really be able to treat it by treating the nail. It's toenail fungus, actually. You're not going to be able to treat it by treating the nail, but you want to rebalance the bacterial microbiome with the fungal mycobiome. And the best way to do that is with your Nightly Essence, with your I-26, and with your digestive support, staying away from the wrong kinds of foods, particularly foods that create a change in the milieu or the environment in the intestine. Of course, that's sugary foods and ultra-processed foods and basically the foods most of us subsist on. So treat it as a digestive health problem using all your digestive support strategies, including your ultimate enzymes and your nightly essence and your ultimate microbiome, as well as eliminating problem foods.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Rick on the wild card line in California. Hey, Rick, go ahead, sir.
How are you doing?
Great.
I actually have a couple of things that I wanted to ask you, but I'll do it real quick. The first one, I told Tommy I had a recent incident where my knee locked up. I'm recovering from a fractured femur, and the good leg, for whatever reason, the left knee locked up recently, and they told me that they're going to x-ray to check the meniscus. So I've been doing a lot of researching online, watching different videos by orthopedic surgeons, and I know it's a type of cartilage. Is there something I can take or eat in my diet that would
absolutely
help to stimulate the cartilage growth?
Absolutely, 100%. Now, cartilage is a little tricky to stimulate the growth of, but there's lots you could do. First of all, Beyond Tangy Tangerine has the single most important connective tissue, cartilage part of the connective tissue, has the single most important connective tissue nutrient that you could ever use, and that's vitamin C. So I'll be getting on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which, of course, is going to be part of the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, which you should also be using. Staying away from inflammatory foods is also very, very important. Sugar is not only inflammatory, but it also can react with cartilage and connective tissue in a process called glycation, which can cause deterioration of the tissue or exacerbate deterioration if it's already there. So going ketogenic or paleo or somehow reducing your intake of fast-burning carbohydrates is very important. You might want to consider the Sweeties product. And then for foods, organ meats, bone broth, which contains hyaluronic acid, anything that you could do to build connective tissue is going to be in your interest. And, of course, when you do that, you're not only going to be helping the cartilage and the meniscus, you're also going to be helping your heart, you're also going to be helping your skin and your bones. And as I say, the connective tissue is the most important part of the body. So you'll be improving longevity and improving health in general.
And Rick, you had another question. Go ahead.
Is it bad to eat honey? Because I eat honey almost every day.
You know,
I stay away from processed sugar.
I imagine when you say eat honey, like a teaspoon a day kind of thing?
I put it in my coffee.
Like a teaspoon or two kind of thing?
A couple teaspoons, yeah.
That's not the end of the world. There's actually some really nice, there's really some good nutrients in honey. It is, if you're going crazy with the honey, it is a source of sugar, particularly fructose, which can be problematic, but there's wonderful enzymes and wonderful vitamins in honey. It's kind of a power food, but you don't want to overdo it because of the fructose and the sugars.
So go to Paula in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show. Hi, Paula.
Oh, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, Paula.
I'm good. I hope you can help me with this. My brother-in-law was just diagnosed with ALS. He had, it started last October, he had all these things go wrong with his nerves, like he couldn't control his legs and his hands, and it just, like, little by little, it just got worse, and they took him to all different places, and they could not get a diagnosis. And this is since last October, and little by little, he's been going downhill. Now, finally, last week, they told him he went to a specialist, they finally got an appointment with a specialist, and they told him it was ALS. Now, is there any cure for that at all? Is there any hope?
I don't want to tell you.
Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah, Lou Gehrig's disease, right. That's one of the most tragic of all health challenges. It really is heartbreaking. Histamine is the culprit, which we talked about earlier. Now, I've been talking about leaky gut and SIBO and histamine for years as being the source of chronic degenerative diseases. You can rest assured that you said this is your brother, you said? I think you said your brother.
Is that like an allergy, histamine?
No, it's very similar to the histamine that is released in response to pollen and various seeds that come out in the springtime. It's a very similar molecule. And the same runny nose that's associated, and runny eyes and teariness and swelling that's associated with histamine in response to, that's secreted in response to pollen, is the same thing that comes directly into your bloodstream when you have this dysbiosis, this messed up gut bacteria condition and leaky gut. And this is responsible, as I said earlier, for all long chronic conditions that do not resolve themselves including ALS. Now, I don't remember if this gal said it was her brother, but you can rest assured that he's got a long history of digestive health problems. And this is part of this whole syndrome that's associated with leaky gut and with SIBO, and ALS and all neurological health challenges that are chronic should always be backtracked to this condition. So do a food diary, number one. Get him on and eliminate the foods that are associated with inflammation or exacerbation of his symptoms. Get him on the I-26. I would get him on it immediately. Use the ultimate enzymes from Longevity along with apple cider vinegar with your meals. You might want to try the ultimate microbiome as well. And then it wouldn't hurt you to do the Dr. Arias' liver cleanse. All of these, it's very important to recognize. Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, that is Lou Gehrig's disease, dementias, movement disorders, palsies, autoimmune diseases, they all need to be backtracked to release of toxicity into the blood, causing this dirty blood condition and an inflammatory and immune response secondary to that. It's so simple. Backtrack to the digestive system, eliminate problem foods, and use digestive support. And yes, you can slow down the progression dramatically, if not reverse the condition.
Ben, they say that Bruce Willis's dementia is getting worse.
I heard that. It's tragic. I was a big fan of Bruce Willis. I wish he would talk to me or Dr. Wallach because we can help him. We can help anybody with dementia because these are blood issues, which means they're food issues, which means by using digestive support and nutritional supplementation, you can go a long way towards mitigating, reducing the symptoms, and even reversing the condition.
And they say his is called the frontal temporal lobe.
Right. That's the front of the brain where you make good decisions. But you know what? There's dementia that's related to Parkinson's disease. That's a little bit over to where the dopamine neurons are. It's the same idea. It doesn't matter where these conditions are. Dementia is ALS of the brain. Dementia is arthritis of the brain. Dementia is autoimmune disease of the brain. They're the same condition, George. It doesn't matter where they're appearing. It matters that they're appearing. Where is irrelevant? And this is the myth and the flaw of our medical model and the idea of specialists. You know, people never get helped by specialists. What specialists do is they maybe mitigate symptoms with drugs, or they identify by diagnosis. But nobody ever gets cured or reversed by a specialist because conditions like ALS and dementia are not special. They're generic. They're general. They involve general and generic symptoms that are lifestyle-based that we have control of. We are so much more powerful than we're being told or than we know.
Next up, let's go to Joe in Boston. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Hi, Doctor. Hi there, Ben. Haven't spoke to you in a long time. I shared my tangy tangerine with my friend. It helped him a little. As you know, I can't get all these other foods. I eat at restaurants, a soup kitchen. I have two questions. One, my heart is getting worse. The AFib, when the weather changes, it really goes crazy. I'm taking digoxin and something else. I forgot what it is. They wanted to stick a catheter up my thing, but I heard Dr. Wallach say that it killed someone in the Senate for that, you know, where they burn some of the cells out. So what's your comment?
For AFib?
AFib.
I'll tell you a couple things. First of all, there's wonderful nutrients for AFib. The B vitamins are important. We have the whole healthy brain and heart pack is features all the nutrients you need for AFib, or really all cardiovascular health issues. I know you're eating in soup kitchens, but if you can avoid the bread and you can avoid the refined flours and cereals and the sweets, that'll go a long way towards helping you with your AFib.
And AFib's a nerve issue, isn't it?
Yes, kind of. The heart is not getting oxygen. And when the heart doesn't get oxygen, the nerves become inflamed and the heart doesn't beat correctly. It fibrillates. And as the name sounds, it means it like vibrates like jello. You know, heartbeats are very complicated, intricate, tightly regulated, and tightly choreographed cellular phenomena. If you don't have enough oxygen getting to the heart, the beat doesn't occur the way it's supposed to. And that's where you get into fibrillations. So it's primarily an oxygen issue and an inflammatory condition that, like you say, George, affects the nerves. So you want the healthy brain and heart pack, and you want the healthy blood sugar pack because blood sugar dysglycemia or messed up blood sugar is involved. But if you're dealing with some financial issues, reduce your intake of the sweets and the breads and the pastas and the starches and the rice. That's first and foremost. And secondly, practice slow, deep breathing, to oxygenate. Fibrillations are caused by a lack of oxygen to the heart tissue. In fact, most heart issues as well as brain issues are linked to a deficiency in oxygen. Of course, there's many factors that can cause that, but you can reduce or mitigate some of that by practicing slow, deep breathing techniques.
What is the benefit of choline?
Oh, George, choline is amazing for the blood, for so many different things, but for the brain and for the nervous system. The myelin sheath is lined with choline or choline-like substances. All cell membranes contain choline, but specifically important for the liver, important for the brain and for the nervous system. It's also important for the digestive system. Just a phenomenally valuable nutrient. In fact, it was the most recent essential nutrient to be discovered. It wasn't considered essential until the 1990s. And choline is one of the reasons why eggs are such an important food. Eggs are one of nature's richest sources of choline. And choline is just fabulously important for mental health and for the brain. It's also important for folks who are dealing with methylation issues. That's involved in the methylation process, which is important for activating genes and activating or detoxifying various substances. Just an unbelievably valuable nutrient for many, many systems.
And what about GABA?
I love that stuff, George. Oh, my God. GABA, let me tell you about GABA. There is a molecule that is produced by bacteria in the intestine when you have healthy bacteria. And this molecule is one of the most important secretions or substances that these bacteria make for protecting against colon cancer. And all GI or all intestinal cancers. This molecule that protects against colon cancer, and it's made by these bacteria, is also important for the brain. It helps you feel satisfied. It helps you feel eat less food. It's produced by the ketogenic diet. This molecule is turned into substances that are involved with bodybuilding and muscle building. And this substance is called butyrate. Well, it turns out that when butyrate is tweaked just a little tiny bit, it forms something called gamma-aminobutyrate, which is GABA. And GABA is a calming substance, a relaxing substance. It helps you sleep. It helps great for folks who are dealing with anxiety, and it also protects against intestinal cancers as well as being involved in muscle building. And bonus, butyric acid and GABA are important for sexuality, for libido. Folks are dealing with libido issues.
Ben, we're almost out of time. We've got a minute left. If people want to get a hold of you, the best bet is through criticalhealthnews.com.
Absolutely, and I encourage everybody to come on the Daily with Doc program. I'm on Fridays. Doc is on Monday through Thursdays, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and you guys can, everybody can interact with Doc, interact with the Youngevity folks. You can see what Youngevity is all about, and if you're interested in being part of the Youngevity team, we could teach you about nutrition, teach you about health, teach you about nutritional supplements, and you can make some money at the same time.
In 3 weeks, Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com will be here, and then Ben will be back 3 weeks from then. So we'll see you, Ben, in 6 weeks.
Sounds good, George. God bless you, my friend.
Sometime in July, I guess, right?
You're zipping right by.
Wow. All right. Thanks, George. Ben. Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, we're going to talk about financial nightmares on Coast to Coast, so get ready for that. And there are going to be many stories, and perhaps you can share some of them with us when we come back later on Coast to Coast AM. The book is called Love and Money, Protecting Yourself from Angry Execs, Wacky Relatives, Con Artists, and Inner Demons.